The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
Hi, this is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to the Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Health and wellness is one of the topics that we like to focus on, and today's guest is Kathy Margolin. Kathy is a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist, as well as a doctor of oriental medicine. She's going to be speaking with us about herbs and what they can do, and then specifically about a company that she started. So, Kathy, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Marissa. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about licensed acupuncturist and herbalist, and then we'll talk about doctor of oriental medicine. How did you get drawn into the field? I would assume that there probably aren't as many women in it as there are men. I've never been to an acupuncturist. I've never experienced it. So let's talk a little bit about the fields.
Okay. Well, you absolutely should see an acupuncturist, especially here in California, because we are licensed as primary care physicians. And in fact, we're also covered as essential health practitioners in California. And what that means is all insurance in California must cover acupuncture treatments.
Really?
Yeah. So that is a little bit, has changed a little bit with Obamacare, but we have had more coverage than we've ever had before, starting 2014. Traditional Chinese medicine has been around for literally thousands of years, actually starting first with the herbs, and then moving toward the acupuncture just about 1,000 years or so ago. So a very old system of medicine, very holistic, looks at the body as a whole, looks at the organ systems. We say systems, not just organs themselves, but the entire organ systems, how they are working together or how they're out of balance.
So in terms of wellness, because I know a lot of folks wait until they have a problem or a dis-ease, and then that's when they seek. But do you promote wellness more than you promote treating the disease?
Well, absolutely. But oftentimes, you know, patients don't come to us until they're having some major symptoms that are now, their bodies are extremely out of balance. So we look at putting the entire body back into balance. We always talk about moving qi, moving the life force energy in the body. We do that with both needles, with acupuncture needles, and also, of course, with herbs. And, you know, there's all kinds of energy movements today, right? People have heard about Reiki and even healing touch, with a lot of nurses are doing. So there's much more awareness today, I think, about the body's energy. And that's what traditional Chinese medicine has always been about.
So are you suggesting that acupuncture and herbs together is a better combination than one or the other on their own?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, the herbs have healing nutrients in them. I mean, they're really like superfoods, and people will end up taking the herbs every single day versus not being really able to afford or get acupuncture every single day. So when you can take herbs, especially an herbal prescription that's been written by an acupuncturist specifically for your constitution and for your symptoms and what's going on, then you're going to make a huge difference in somebody's wellness or their state of disease very, very quickly.
So I have been to a Chinese medicine herbologist, would it be? Herbalist, I guess, who would touch me and then touch the arrangements of the herbs that he had in front of him and go back and forth, back and forth. Do you do that? Is that how you dispense?
I sometimes do that depending on what's going on with the patient, and that might be considered kind of a muscle testing, and that's quite common, or just to see if that herb might be the right herb for you, if, or you would have any kind of maybe allergic reaction or anything like that to it. So different practitioners work differently with herbs. I use concentrated granules of herbs, and sometimes I do muscle testing, sometimes I don't. Again, sometimes I use generalized formulas that are pre-mixed. We call those patent formulas. So they're formulas that, again, that were written down hundreds of years ago. To go backtrack one step on that, Chinese herbal medicine uses always combinations of herbs or formulas. They rarely will use one herb for a specific condition. So it's very different, actually, than Western herbalism.
Because Western herbalism is derived from a different school of thought? or philosophy?
Yes, exactly. And because Western herbalism tends to, let's say, like for sleep, we might think of chamomile as the herb to use. And that's mm-hmm. great. But in traditional Chinese medicine, when we're looking at herbs, say, to help you sleep, we always are looking at herbs that are a combination formula because they have simply found they work better together. And that's literally after hundreds and hundreds of years of use.
So if somebody, like the reason that I went to this, and this has been, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, this herbologist is, I have been blessed with brilliant health. And so when I get to his office, he says, like, why are you here? And I said, because I have a abundant health and I'd like to maintain it. He said, I'm always the last resort, the end of the line, after they've exhausted every Western medical philosophy and practitioner, then they finally come to me, and you're telling me you don't have any problems? And I said, yes, that's what I'm telling you. So would you have something for people like me who would like to keep our robust health?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there seems to be always something we can improve on with our health if it's not just kind of reducing the stress or getting a little bit better sleep or just improving even the way we breathe on a daily basis because, you know, breathing is kind of important. And, you know, yogis talk about that, right, with meditation and breathing. There's always something to improve on, I think, generally in life. So, yes, with our health, of course, there's always something we can do a little bit better.
Now, tell me about your path with the Doctor of Oriental Medicine. What was that like for you? And where did you go for your training? And how many women are there?
Actually, surprisingly, the field is predominantly women. I would say probably 70 to 80% more female than male.
Really?
But it there's, you know, a significant male population of Chinese herbalists and acupuncturists. In California, there are several schools to go to. They're all master's degree programs. So you definitely need to have an undergraduate degree and then go on from there. Various undergraduate degrees are fine, although those focusing in some Western medicine, biomedicine, makes it simply easier because you've got to take those classes too. So surprisingly, it's actually a 4-year program in California or 3,000 hours of study and
wow.
clinic work. So it's fairly intensive. It feels like medical school. If you ask anybody who goes through it, they will tell you it is medical school. And the only thing really different from our Western med school that we learn in Eastern medicine or Oriental medicine is that we go through herbs in California and then certainly 1,000 hours of clinic. So it takes about a year. It takes about 3 years, 3.5 years to finish the program. And that's a full-time master's degree program or a master's of science for many. And then another year to year and a half to finish all your clinic work.
Wow, I had no idea.
I know. People really don't understand the lengths that width and breadth of what is taught in traditional Chinese medicine colleges or universities today. I mean, it's extensive. We have to learn all Western diseases. We take pathophys, anatomy, biochem, you know, all the Western sciences.